where do you see Murray State's role in the region?
I think any public regional university has a role to support the region on many fronts, economically, culturally, educationally, and meeting statewide goals and ambitions beyond just that of the higher education role. And so I think where we are able to apply some of our resources, and there I'm really talking about our time and our talents of our faculty and our staff, in helping the region find solutions to some of the needs that it has. Obviously, a lot of that is aimed at working with K-12 institutions and also with community colleges to enhance pathways to four-year degrees and master's degrees. I think it's imperative, and in talking with a lot of our staff and a lot of our community members, that it's imperative that Murray State isn't viewed as coming in and saying, here's the challenges and we're here to fix them. It's really working with the community leaders to identify those challenges and then working with them and coming up with creative solutions and whatnot. Economic development's a key component to that. And a lot of times we point to business colleges to be the leader in that, and to a certain degree that they should be. But we have a phenomenal agricultural college here, and they too should be very much part of that discussion. We have a wonderful engineering and science and technology opportunities here. They too are part of those through tech transfer and whatnot. And again, it's also it's with K-12, but it's also with community colleges in developing those partnerships. The more that we're able to do that, the more that we're able to develop those partnerships, strengthens the university, strengthens the region, and provides opportunities for our students to be engaged in many, many different ways.
So do you get the sense from what you're learning, will our involvement in the region need to change?
It's too early for me to really give that sense. I had some discussions with some of the individuals that are very much involved in the outreach area. I've had some minor discussions with individuals within the immediate Callaway area, and I think we have some strong partnerships. Over the first 3 months or so, actually less than that, about the first 2 months, there's an aggressive schedule for me to visit many of those counties, and that's where I'll be able to learn a lot more. It would be inappropriate for me to say, here's what we're going to fix, when I haven't had a really good chance to, reflect on the discussions that we have had here, but getting out to the 18 counties and visiting each one of those, visiting with the community college presidents, visiting with the regional outreach advisory board, and those type of things. So those, to me, are the opportunities that we get to work on and to move forward on.
2013 and 2012 and the first part of 2014 they've been really tough years for faculty and staff at Murray State, just due to budget uncertainty, a change in administration, all of these things. So if you had a faculty or staff member sitting here that were just terribly concerned about the state of affairs, what do you do to assuage those concerns?
Well, I think the key thing is that as President Miller started, and I will definitely continue, is just an era of transparency. You ask a question, I'll answer it. If I don't have the answer at my fingertips, we'll find out. I think that being, and as I was just talking with a group of students, we were talking about that same kind of notion, but it's also a sense of education. Transparency is a good thing, but that talks about how a decision was made or is being made. I think it's also equally important to be very open about the current situations and the current environments and everything else that we're in, and use that as an educational opportunity, not only for the faculty member, but also for the president, me, to understand and be aware of the concerns, understand and be aware of the pressures that are out there, and also to be very honest, to know about the rumors and to be able to address the rumors and whatnot. Just yesterday, we met with the staff congress, and you know, one of the questions that President Miller was asked about was a rumor about all these individuals who were being laid off, and he was able to very quickly answer those and to put context around those and was able to impart the information as he knew it and what was going on. I very much do the same type of thing. And so, again, it's about transparency, but it's also about education. It's about learning. It's about being compassionate and understanding of difficult situations.
When's your last day at Eastern Oregon?
My last day is June 14th, day of graduation. And my wife and I and our daughter are escaping to Europe to spend 17 days, 18 days with us and a good friend of mine from Finland, who we met as he was an exchange student, and his wife and family. And we're doing that because we know when we come here to Murray that it's going to be all Murray, all Murray State, all the time. So again, we just wanted to have that respite where we can really celebrate our family.